This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garretson Building Supply. Spring break just about here, and well, really, it kind of is here. Jacob Schluter from Wildlife Safari, the marketing director. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be on the show again.
Well, for a lot of people, they look at next week as being spring break in the Roseburg District, at least, and I think some others, really starts today because this was a snow day kind of reserved in case it was needed, but it wasn't. So now between today and 9-10 days up the road, kids are out looking for things to do, and you're there to help.
Absolutely. We're here. We're open. We're COVID safe. So we're very excited. Spring break is our busiest time of the year. So we're excited to welcome people not only from, you know, the local area, but from pretty far out as well.
And where are some of the places in spring break that you normally get folks coming in?
We actually, believe it or not, one of our biggest markets is Seattle out of Washington and the Bay Area of California. So a lot of I-5 travelers. We get a lot of people from across the country, from places you wouldn't expect, you know, Minnesota and Kansas and all over the country as they're here to visit family and friends. And we'll see some international visitors. We'll see people out of France and Belgium and India, and people are out there kind of making their plans, and they decide to visit this trifecta of sort of the Oregon coast, wildlife safari, and Crater Lake. So we're on a lot of people's to-do list, which is very exciting.
So for spring break, what are some of the special things that are going on, especially for families?
Absolutely. One thing that I want to touch on is that we have our daily encounters that we've started up pretty rigorously. We've got a lot of them. People can come out and they can feed a giraffe. They can get up close with cheetahs, kind of leave the fences behind and get face to face with cheetahs. They can even help feed some of the carnivores. They can feed the lions or the tigers or the bears. You can do all kinds of different activities out here just daily, which is exciting.
And for people that have never done one of those, what can you tell them about it? You know, people say, well, you get close. And what's it like to be able to get that close and see the animals in a different way?
They're really incredible, the up-close encounters that we have. You know, we do things that no other zoo in the country can do. Our park is able to get you right up close with some of the most endangered species on the planet. One of the really cool ones, we talk about these feeds, and you can feed different animals here at the park. You can feed giraffe. You get into an open-air vehicle where you're kind of in a cage, and you go out there, and you meet with the giraffes where they are, and they come to you, and it's really kind of the zoo in reverse. You know, you're in a cage and they're not, and it's really, really cool. And you get up close and you get to feed them. Lion and tiger feed, same thing. You get within inches of these incredible animals. It helps us tell their conservation story. It helps people interact with them and kind of experience things that they can't experience anywhere else.
And what about the Safari Village? What's going on there? And if people have not ever been there before, tell us more about it.
The Safari Village is always free, so that's really an exciting thing. We're happy to have people who visit the park able to experience the free village. The free village is a really cool place. There are different animal exhibits within the village. We have free daily keeper talks, including getting up close with a lemur. A village dome show where they have different animals that go, and that's done by the village staff. The keepers are incredible. And we have a cheetah talk at the cheetah spot. And those are all free, which is really, really cool. So you can actually come out and do some of our encounters for free. Some of them are paid. And everything in the village is always free.
Now, I know you're also doing some virtual encounters for folks.
We are. So our Zoomfari program has become really very popular. Our education team, you can learn more at wildlifesafari.net. But what we'll do is we'll do an up-close encounter with you via Zoom, which is a really cool experience for people. And again, helps us tell that, helps us reach our mission of conservation and education and really helping the public to understand what we do out here.
And with so many things shifting in technology, kind of forced by this pandemic we're dealing with, you've got the opportunity there, not only for folks who are, you know, want to do it that way, but for also connecting maybe relatives that you hope will come out sometime to visit or whatever, get them set up with one, and they can be looking at wildlife safari from wherever they happen to be in the country.
Absolutely. We have people booking these Zoom faris, as we call them, from all over the country, like you said. It's a great way to get people to interact with each other as well as with wildlife.
Wow. So a busy time out there. Now, I know, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, there was the special event during Celebration of Literacy, and that was so popular, I have been told that you had cars backed up clear down to Highway 99.
We did, and last year, just after what would have been spring break, we had similar traffic issues. So we recommend, especially for locals, you know, get here early, come a little later in the day. Definitely call ahead if you're looking for more information on encounters. They fill up fast. The drive-through actually will fill up during kind of peak times during the middle of the day. So we definitely recommend come out when we're feeding the animals in the morning or come out when we're putting them away at night and really have an intimate experience with wildlife.
And what are some of the things you're working on right now behind the scenes, maybe future improvements, things like that?
Absolutely. So one thing that we've got that's actually about to open is called the Lion Lookout, and it's nearing completion. It's not so much behind the scenes, but it's a project that we've been working really hard on. It'll be a really cool area for people who are familiar with the Lion Loop. The lions will be able to go inside the center of that Lion Loop now and stretch out on kind of a pride rock that we've built. And people will be able to see lions on both sides of their car instead of on one side of their car. Other things we're working on, we're wrapping up some projects on some holding barns, which is an exciting project for us because it means we get to ship more animals in and we get to have more experiences with those animals. Other behind-the-scenes stuff, I can't think of anything.
Well, I know it's always a busy time out there. So much has evolved over the years at Wildlife Safari. People really excited about getting a chance to go out and see all the animals. And for people here locally, what I hear sometimes, especially for friends who've got younger kids still, is that sometimes they take it for granted, forget that, you know, there's very few places in the country where all these animals are just a short distance away.
Absolutely. One of the really cool stories that we like to tell is, you know, it's really difficult for a lot of the kids locally, especially, you know, you ask them, have you been to the coast? Have you been to Crater Lake? And some of them will say yes. And many of them will say no, they don't experience those things. So to be able to bring basically Africa, North America, Asia, and other wildlife experiences to these people is a really incredible thing, especially when they otherwise wouldn't be able to experience those.
So for people who want to come out during spring break, what are the hours?
Hours right now are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's for the drive-through and the village. So the last car would be allowed in at 6 p.m. The village is open for those same hours. So people should come out and really experience some up-close wildlife.
All right, Jacob Schluter from Wildlife Safari, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having us.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.